Fancy a day on the sofa? Discovery Plus is the perfect choice. The streaming home of thought-provoking fake news.
I'm not guilty.
Bundy is a master manipulator.
And spine-tingling ghost adventures.
The door just shut. Oh my God!
Groundbreaking gold rush.
Right now is the time to strike it rich.
And heart-pumping 90-day fiancé.
Boom. Instant connection.
Love makes you crazy.
Stream this plus so much more now on Discovery Plus. T's and C's apply. Subscription required.
This summer at TalkTalk, we've got deals that make sense. Our new Fibre Plus packages offer everything you get with our standard unlimited fibre broadband plans, plus award-winning online security, plus guaranteed fixed prices from just £26 a month for 18 months, plus the latest Amazon Echo Dot with Alexa, plus an Amazon Smart Plug. When you add it all up, it just makes sense. Fibre Plus packages from TalkTalk. For everyone, search TalkTalk Fibre. Offer ends 8 September. £4.95 post and packing. T's and C's at talktalk.co.uk.
Hello, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast for all that crap we love to talk about on Yale Brofs, okay? I'm Ronnie Karam. Hi, how are you? Joining me today, as always, the gorgeous, talented co-host of the Game Brain Podcast, which is for smart people who like playing games. It's Ben Mandelker. Hi, Ben.
Hi. Welcome. What's up? What's up? Welcome. Welcome.
Welcome. Welcome to your own show, Ben. How's it going today?
Thank you very much. It's going great. It's a Crappens on Demand episode, so I'm seeing Bueller nestling behind over your shoulder, and people can see those aforementioned board games. Someone shaded me over the weekend. They're like, oh, I saw your background on Watch What Happens Live. I was like, oh, he's like, and that's all I'll say about that. And I was like, okay, sorry, I have not invested in a backdrop, but this is just where I.
Oh, is that what it meant, or that you sucked on Watch What Happens Live?
No, he was like, I mean, I this is a friend of mine, so I like him. It's no judgment on him, but he basically was like, your background sucks. And he goes, jeez. Oh, but I liked Ronnie's couches. Well, listen, I've got nowhere else to put my board games, so everyone enjoy take a gander at the games. And as I mentioned yesterday,
I think they're displayed very nicely, actually. And also, you've waited a long time to display your games like that. So whatever, rude person, okay?
Rude person, that's my friend.
Rude person who's going to get his ass chewed out next time I see him.
No, he's actually very, very lovely. I feel like it was a joke that got away from him, to be honest.
Well, we definitely understand. Yeah, we definitely understand that one. Speaking of, we've got a lot of those coming your way. Welcome to Real Housewives of Beverly Hills Day. I'm just like trying to get comfortable in my chair, and it's really hard. That's why I keep moving around and rearranging my butt, because I'm not using my squeaky ass office chair because I just finally couldn't take the sound anymore of the so I stopped that a week ago, but now I'm using like this pleather dining chair that like, and it's one of those that like cups, it's supposed to cup your butt, but when you have a big butt, it's just like fat shaming you the whole time because your butt doesn't fit in that cup. So I've got like my thighs hanging over the cup rim or whatever of the chair. So anyway, it's Crappens on Demand Day, so you can see me doing this, so that's why I'm explaining for those of you wondering why the hell I'm talking about my thighs.
Okay. Do you remember my Shannon Bador chair where when I'd lean back and I'd go ow. But I got it. This one is actually from IKEA. It's actually a really good office chair. So might I suggest IKEA, Ronnie?
No, thanks.
Ooh, wow. Wow.
No Kia. Thank you very much.
How about this? Might I
suggest
some Real Housewives?
I've moved on to a very classy place called Living Spaces.
Speaking of living spaces... The ones that you know of and you don't know of. Let's talk about Real Housewives of Beverly Hills this week.
Let's do it, everybody. Now, I would just like to take this time to open the show by saying, Kyle Richards is a terrible person. I told you she's a terrible person. I tell everybody she's a terrible person. You guys do not believe me. And then Erica gets looks of shock on her face, like, no one's ever... Now, do I know Erica? No, I don't. I've never told Erica. But surely someone has said... Someone in the world has said, Kyle is a terrible person. Don't trust Kyle. But of course, people keep trusting Kyle. Why? I don't know. And then what does Kyle do? She brings up any way to humiliate you over and over on screen.
Yes.
And ruins your life even more than it's already ruined. Okay? So enjoy your Kyle. This is the team you picked, Erica.
This is the team. And then, oh, and by the way, be sure to, when you decide you do want to yell at someone in the group, be sure it's the person who actually seems the most genuine. Do that.
Right. So, the only person who's not completely trying to exploit your pain for their own scenes.
Exactly. So we start off in La Quinta. It's the morning after the last episode. The Kyle's La Quinta house is a disaster. There's just like plates and just shit everywhere. It's horrific. First of all,
flies crawling all over the food. And Kyle, I know that you were the poor sister for a long time, but you're the richest sister now, I think. Well, maybe not richer than the Hiltons, but pretty rich. You can get a cleaner to be there at night, Kyle. This is embarrassing. I'm embarrassed for you.
Is it possible that Kim just came in the middle of the night, Krampus style, and just made a mess in the kitchen and left? Because I could see that happening too.
Kim's mess wouldn't have that many calories. There would just be odd dust everywhere. Be like, what? Was there a sandstorm last night?
But you know, the thing is that later in the episode, the mess was magically gone. They like went off to go shopping and they came back and was all clean. So she does have help, you know?
Yeah, they just came later in the day. That's why I'm saying she could have had help the night of the thing.
Night of help. Yeah. Yeah, what the hell?
Yeah, isn't Palm Springs like a big meth town? I mean, certainly you could find somebody awake.
You definitely could. You could certainly find some gays who'll come over and be like, oh my God, the Real Housewives are here and they want us to clean. Let's do it. It's a gay SOS. It's like Batman. You put up a sign. You just put up an image of like Lady Gaga in the sky and they're like, the Housewives, they need us.
But we wouldn't really even clean. We'd just like clank things around Take really selfies. Loudly and be like, I'm sorry, did I wake you, Lisa Rinna? Sorry.
No, so everyone would just
be a housewife.
Yeah. We would just all be in there just taking like selfies with like a crust of bread, being like, Lisa Rinna probably ate this, guys. And then making memes. And then like the women wake up the next morning and just a bunch of gays just sitting around being like, girl, we need an iced coffee before we can even start this.
Oh my God, I made you a Frappuccino. It's a special style. It's called You Should Still Feel Terrible for What You Did to Vanderpump Frapp. Enjoy. Enjoy it. Click.
Click. So Rinna is in the corner trying to figure out the coffee machine. And then apparently after Erica left last night, there was like a lot of heavy conversation. And we have a flashback of Dorit trying to... understand the life that is Erica's.
Look what she's lived with. Look what she's got inside.
If I looked what was inside PK, just a whole bunch of Pringles would fall out of his stomach.
Well, it reminds me of the Madoff thing. Like, what really happened?
I'll tell you what happened. Someone screwed over Kevin Bacon and Kara Sedgwick. That's what happened. How dare that you, Bernie Madoff, okay? I don't care if you're in heaven or hell. I hope you can hear me right now when I say you fucked over the closer.
That is correct. Also, by the way, before we go any further, we haven't talked about, you know, Beverly Hills was not on last week, so it's been 2 weeks. And a lot of stuff has happened in the world of Beverly Hills that we have not reported here on the podcast because I think we're waiting for a Beverly Hills Day. First and foremost, Kyle Richards stepped in a beehive last week. So that was very dramatic. And since she's okay, she wound up being okay. So therefore, we're allowed to laugh at it because, like, of course, Kyle would step in a beehive. And then she was like, no one was there to help me. No one could hear me. I was like screaming and no one would come to my help. I was like, Kyle, you've got to treat your staff better because they heard you for sure.
Yeah. What else happened?
Tom Girardi pictures surfaced yesterday or 2 days ago.
Yeah, now these Tom Girardi pictures. Okay, so they showed Tom. It's the first time we've seen pictures of Tom since, I guess, all this went down. And he looked really old, and he was wearing, like, big Costco clothes. for some reason. Yeah. He was wearing like really oversized Costco level clothes. And he had a black eye, and a lady was holding him by the arm, you know, and he looked very frail. And everyone's, the picture that everyone's posting is Tom from like 5 years ago when he's like happy, chubby Tom, and he's smiling. And then this old picture next to him. But let's not pretend that Tom wasn't looking frail this, you know, this whole season. I mean, we saw when Erica was talking to him at the breakfast table or whatever, and she's like, okay, honey, I'm gonna go do something now. And he's like, He looked very old and frail there. But the bad thing about this picture is he had a shiner.
I'm wondering where that came from. That doesn't really make sense to me. I mean, maybe he fell over, or like, did someone just punch him? Did someone just come on in and just whack him? I don't know.
It's like the Illuminati, like, punch for help. I mean, I don't know. Talking about a bat signal, is that like the Illuminati? Like, I'm sorry, that's like a conspiracy thing. I don't really even know. He looks like a piece of fried chicken to me. That's what he looks like to me. That's all I can see.
So that's the news. Okay. The news. So then Kyle.
You know, Bravo News is really only fun the day it happens. Not that any of this should be fun, right? Someone almost dying from bees and then someone getting punched by God knows who, even though he's a bad guy. I mean, none of that should be fun, but it is. We're such sick people. All of the Bravo verse, we're all fucking sickos, okay? The second anything bad happens, we're like vultures, all of us. Yes. Just like posting about it, commenting on each other's posts about it, making jokes yes. about it. And I couldn't be prouder to be part of any other community. So bless all of you memers out there. You're hilarious.
And also, it's so Kyle to try to compete with the reboot of Candyman that's coming out. She's like, okay, well, I can have a B moment also, okay? So she's now just going to try to she's sick of trying to, like, one-up her own cast members. She's now going to, like, one-up other horror movies now that she's been in Halloween. So so then we find out that, like, after last night's heavy conversation, it turned into a dance party. And it's like, and why did it turn into a dance party? Kyle says, because we like to have fun. Hello. And then we see like this footage of the saddest dance party. They're just all standing there like, we have to dance for 5 more minutes for their B-roll footage.
Oh, and then Kyle kneeling on a table trying to twerk. And then her interview session for this is her Vanderpump rip, her newest Vanderpump ripoff. I didn't notice this until I saw a Bravo meme about it, actually, speaking of that. She's wearing that ruffly black dress that Vanderpump wore with her hair all Vanderpumpian. I didn't even notice that. Kyle, you little snake.
So now Kyle is reading a headline on her phone. Just happens to read this headline right when everyone's gathered.
That's this whole episode. Aren't we having fun? This is great. Dance party. Oh my God, I just read something about Tom. It happens 20 times during this episode.
I know. Is Tom in the hospital? It says Tom is hospitalized for serious illness. What? Are you kidding me? Wait, but concerned. But
is he? Is he? Or was he? Is he in the hospital now or was he before? Well, it says he's in the hospital or it says he was. But is it was or is? I have to know. Is or was?
Kyle's like, there's just so much stuff that she can't talk about unless she's talking to me, her very, very close personal friend. That's who I am.
And Dorit's like, oh, it's over for him. And Kyle says, every day there's a new story, new allegations. Every day she's dealing with this. And then Crystal comes over. And
every day she's hustling.
Crystal comes over and Kyle goes, oh my God, Crystal, those are cute, cute pants. And it just cuts to Sutton going,
retain comment. So
I love that they just keep the ugly pants thing going for the whole season.
Yeah. So then Erica arrives, like, hi guys, how's it going, y'all? Good morning, Erica. Do you have a house here? I just saw him in the hospital. How are you?
Well, the hotel room's okay. The bed is out, but I couldn't sleep.
She's like, not at all. You didn't sleep at all. Not at all. Not even a little bit.
She's like, well, maybe a little bit. Last night was just really intense, and I had the lawsuits and the hearings and everything else happening around me. It's just a lot of anxiety. I'm tired. I'm just going to stay here. Will you guys go ride your electric bikes? Ride your bikes. I'll be here when you get back.
You know, Erica's like PK with a stick of Velveeta. She holds it close to her chest. And it didn't hit me like that she was what she was going through until last night. That's when I really saw it. And then we see a flashback of Dorit saying, you know, I mistyped it. It says, I hate red, but that's kind of funny because she meant to say, I have read, but I like to think of Dorit hate reading something. You know what? I'm going to read this because I hate her so much. I'm going to read this article. But yeah, but
speaking of your divorce, Erica, I hate red. I've had it with red. I mean, look what it does to bulls. It's not a very compassionate color, is it? Red.
Yeah, so basically, she read that that Tom's team asked the court to not allow Erica to have spousal support.
Well, I don't blame her for not sharing how bad her life was, but sometimes you wonder, why doesn't she trust me? Me? Why doesn't she trust me?
Please add clips of Dorit returning the dog to some kill shelter in Orange County and then throwing Vanderpump under the bus or not paying back her bikini guy. Can we just have some clips of why Dorit shouldn't be trusted, please?
And I love how all these women just continually make it about them, right?
Yeah.
So Kathy comes at, like, sees Erica, and she's like, well, I couldn't sleep. It was so boiling. I mean, she had it at 76. I mean, I could barely even eat my chia seeds at 3 a.m. It was terrible.
By the way, it's 12:15, which is hilarious. Kathy's just getting up and complaining. And they're like, are you going to go ride back? She's like, no, I need rest.
So they all hop on bikes. Most of them hop on bikes and they head to town. These like electric bikes, which means we get the traditional Real Housewives on Vacation on a bike. Because for some reason, they always wind up on bikes on these shows. And so we have the GoPro footage.
Town, and they go to a little coffee shop, which is hilarious because ain't nobody going to eat anything. And Rena does what she always does. She goes, oh my God, what a cute place. It all looks amazing. Are those grapes? I'm going to get a grape. Can I get a nice coffee, please?
And then they're like in a little.
You think just saying crepe really loudly sold it or what?
Yeah. And then they in the town square, they have like some generic, you know, outdoor furniture, like little bistro tables and chairs, and they like sit at them, and everyone's like, I love this cute little furniture. What is this adorable little furniture for little poor people? What is this? I love it. It's adorable.
So Kathy calls, and she's like, do you have a straw for my shake? I need a straw for my shake, Kyle. And Randy goes, oh, she has her shakes. She has shakes. She has shakes. Kathy has shakes. Kathy Hilton shakes.
Kathy Hilton. So she's like, can you bring me a straw? I need a straw and chia seeds. Straw and chia seeds. She's like, Kathy, I can't get chia seeds. Well, I need them. That's all I ask. Just a straw and chia. That's all. It's a simple request. A straw, chia seeds. Perhaps a camel. I don't know. I need something to get into town. Camel. Is there a camel around?
Well, please just bring me chia seeds. And Kyle goes, I'll look in my purse. Oh, thank you, Kyle. Thank you for that. So then Dorit's like, does she normally have someone that lives with her to do this stuff? And Kyle's like, listen, don't forget that she's someone who also used to live in the Waldorf Astoria. So she could just call down and have things delivered. And then we see a picture of Kathy in 1985. I need to interview my meemaw because she worked at a bank in El Paso that the Hiltons used. And she was like the secretary to the Dabney Coleman of that establishment, the owner of the bank or whatever. So she told me when I was a kid that she knew the Hiltons. So I need to get some goss from meemaw. I need to pump
That's
meemaw.
So random. That's so random. So then they all start laughing because they realize they're all jealous of Kathy. And they're like, haha, we're just all jealous of her. And they're all laughing. But then Kyle's like, well, I like being self-sufficient, which is her way of like rebuking Kathy, I think, in some way. And Kathy's like, I mean, guys, can you imagine being married to someone who's 81 and has been cheating on you? Which I guess we're back onto Tom now.
That's all Kyle does. Every 2 seconds, Kyle brings it right back to Erica. So Dorit's like, well, it's not even his age. I mean, look, I'm married to a Jessica Tandy version of the Pillsbury Doughboy. All right. But it's just, you know, she still thinks of protecting him after he's been so mean.
Yeah. You know, she works so hard to paint a different picture, and she still works so hard to protect him, and I hope someone advises her and says, he's not going to protect you, just how PK won't protect you if he has to come barging through the kitchen to get to small barbecue chips. He won't be protected. You're in harm's way if you're there.
Rena says that he's just trying to take Erica down, and Kyle said, yeah, I mean, when he said pay the lawyer bills, that was an extra twist in the heart. Guys, she's getting nothing. And Rena's like, I don't think there's anything to get. And yeah, they're all like, she's going to be broke. And they just all sit there thinking like, what would it be like to not have money that we never really earned in the first place?
Yeah.
They're like, the devastation.
And then it comes the part of the show where Kyle says croquet every 10 seconds. Guys, we're going to go home and play croquet now. Anyone want to play croquet? We're going to do some croquet. Guys, hurry up. We got to get changed because there's going to be croquet in 10 minutes. It's like, we get it, Kyle. There's going to be croquet.
Mm-hmm. So they're going to decorate the Christmas tree, but no one's really into that. So she's like, where is everybody? And Sutton's like, that has been my question for hours. Hours now. And Erica's sleeping. And Kyle's like, here, give Kathy a straw. Give her a goddamn straw. So Erica comes out and she's like, well, guess what? Tonight we're going to have dinner at my place. It's just so pretty. And Sutton says, oh, so you have a house here? She goes, well, Tom does. I don't know what the address is, but it's somewhere around here. Somewhere around here.
Yeah. So Erica has never gone to the house. And so Kyle tries to look it up on, is going to look it up on like the homeowner's app for La Quinta. And she's like, well, I've always been told that we have a house, but I still don't have any addresses to where this house is. Which is, I'm sorry. This is just like being an irresponsible human, I think, at this point, right? Like, I don't care, regardless of whatever's going on with the divorce. Like, if you own a house and you don't know where it is, how is that a thing? Even Kyle is like that. Kyle's like,
we're too poor to get it. We're too poor to get it.
We're too poor.
I mean, when you've got hundreds of millions of dollars, it's like, oh, just buy that house. Just keep it there. It'll grow in money, you know? Like, it's an investment, so just leave it there. Well, the Erica probably doesn't care about going to Palm Springs or whatever. But you agree with Kyle, because Kyle's like, how do you know you have a home that you've never been to? And she goes, oh, well, I asked
about the home or the property or whatever, but I never got a straight answer about it.
So then Sutton has her own rich lady response, which is like, you know, there's stuff that just gets bought. I mean, it wasn't until I was divorced that I found out I was the partial owner in two minor league baseball teams, a zoo, an airline, and a small country that was somewhere east of former Yugoslavia. I never knew.
The biggest shock was the oven mitt factory. I just decided to turn them all into sweaters, and you can buy them now at Sutton.com. Okay? So Erica's like, well, someone's got to be in that house if we've got it. And Kyle goes, oh my God, guess what I just thought about?
What, that he has an entire family that I don't know about?
Oh. Well, I was guessing a woman, but yours is better.
I was just thinking that the Halloween trailer is coming out, but sure, we could also be thinking about that too.
Well, Kyle, I've already thought of all this crap, and I hope that bit doesn't have any calories because you're chomping at it pretty hard. Kyle Richards, all right? Calm your tits about my misery, Kyle Richards.
Seriously, every 2 seconds, Kyle's like,
what if he's fucking somebody there?
What if you own a car company and Tom has actually stuck his penis in the gas section of every car? What if he did that? No.
What if Tom's car accident was because his mistress was driving and he wanted to cover for her, like in that book? What if that's why? So it's almost like the mistress caused the entire downfall of Tom and your relationship.
So Kathy's like, well, you know, I have to have security open my house. I haven't been down here in a while, and I forgot where my house was. So, you know, I travel. I have homes all over. I get confused. In fact, just remembered we have a place down here. We do have a place down here.
She was saying this is what you should tell. She says, you should just call up security and say, I need security to open up my house. Okay, I haven't been here in a while. I forgot where it is. I travel and I have homes all over and I get confused. In fact, I just remember we have a house. Just tell them that. They'll open it right up for you. Just like the total like rich lady thing of like, oh yeah, just say, just call security and have them open it up for you. No problem.
Yeah. And I like that every time Erica tries to one up somebody, like be like, look how rich I was, Kathy can always kind of one up it, you know? We see that a little later in the episode too. Because this, she's like, yeah, just call security. And then she goes, in fact, I just remembered we have a place down here. And it's probably much bigger than the place that you forgot, Erica. So Erica's like, well, you know what? It doesn't work when I call, but maybe if Kathy Hilton called up, she could pretend to be me and get the answer in like 5 minutes.
Yeah. So so now Kyle starts texting the general manager. She's going to text the general manager. She's like, Kyle is on it, right? Because Kyle wants to have a scene where Erica goes to this house and finds a mistress. She wants this so badly. And then they start talking about Tom being hospitalized. And Erica's like, well, I don't know. I don't know what it is or whatever. But more importantly, yeah, it's time for
Kathy. Because of course, Kyle's like, did you see the news about Tom being sick? Like, could you just concentrate on proving that she doesn't have a house for it? Like, concentrate on humiliating her on that level before you move to this other level. It's like, it's a smorgasbord of Kyle being able to humiliate somebody on national TV. And she's like eating off of every plate at the same time.
She doesn't realize she can make multiple trips, right? She doesn't have to stack. Like she can get a fresh plate. She doesn't have to like have her chocolate sauce touch her shrimp.
Right. It's not a single trip salad bar of pain, Kyle. So Erica's like, yeah, I didn't even know what that meant about Tom being sick. And Renna's like, well, they were saying he was sick and hospitalized. And he didn't know what he was doing. And that's why he didn't pay those people. And Erica's like, well, I don't know where that is or where that came from, but I read it this morning just like you guys. So Erica's kind of getting sick of this, right? It's like, can I just sit here for 5 minutes without you guys attacking me?
Right.
With this shit that's not even your business, right? And Kyle's like, wow, your mind really must be racing right now. Racing like a mistress would be racing if she showed up at that door and she didn't know you were coming. Throwing things into a suitcase. A gym bag, probably. Hiding your remote just so you couldn't find it.
I know we're going to play croquet, but what if we just brought croquet mallets to doorways and rang doorbells with them?
Right, so Kathy's like, well, listen, blonde lady, it's good that you're here, Dorrit. This would be way harder to deal with in England, where I think I own a bowling alley, but I'm not sure.
I'm Erica, you dingbat.
Right, right.
And Kathy's drinking her shake without even the straw after all that, although it turns out later that she just didn't notice that there were straws that Dorit had put under her door.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So now they're going to go play croquet at long last. And Kyle's like, Rinna, you grew up playing croquet. Can you help me? Can you help me? And Rinna's like, hold on 1 second. And then she asks Siri to draw a diagram of croquet diagram, which for some reason was like very, just like, it felt like beyond the purview, beyond the scope of Siri. It's like, can Siri really do that for you? Can Siri really help you with your croquet setup?
Like Siri draws the line finally at croquet. So Kyle's like, you know, I think that people have this idea that if you're somewhat successful and you have some money that you automatically play croquet, but we don't all do that. And Dorit's like, I don't ever play croquet. Too fattening. I might as well have a Wonder Bread IV dripping into me. What am I, some kind of maniac?
I like Kyle saying, like, I think that when she says that people have this idea that if you're successful and live in a nice neighborhood, you play croquet. I'm like, that's why you're playing croquet,
that's
Kyle.
That's exactly right, why you're playing
croquet. Why do you think you're playing it? Yeah. She's trying to somehow seem humble, but she's actually just reinforcing the stereotype.
Right.
So, so they're all playing croquet.
And she's like, you know, I think that this is really good for Erica, just getting out, you know, especially when I set up a game played in Alice in Wonderland where the blonde hero was chased around being threatened to have her head cut off. What could be more calming than that?
You know what? The best part about croquet here is that, you know, we hit these little balls through hoops that are in the shape of a horseshoe, which means that as you go around the horseshoe, you really get a 360-degree lay of the land and can see any sort of mistresses who may be walking about. Also, how hard is it to set up a horseshoe of croquet things, right? Don't they just go in like a little horseshoe?
I don't know. No. I'm too poor for that, too. I'm too poor to have any opinions on this show, basically. So Erica, Crystal gets one in. She goes, I got one in. And Erica's like, oh,
Fuck off, Crystal. Wasn't this supposed to make me feel better? I feel worse. I feel worse. Thanks, Crystal.
I like that Erica put all her emotional hopes into croquet. And so Kathy arrives afterward, like at the end of croquet, as they're all sitting down. She goes, oh, are we playing Duck Duck Goose? Or is that just what we're ordering for dinner tonight? Just let me know.
So they all sit in the circle on the grass, and Dorit's like, Kathy, did you get the straws I left under your deal? I left two. And she's like, nope, I probably stepped on those.
I thought they were poor people foot massagers. Sorry. So then they're talking. Kyle's like, Garcelle didn't want to stay at the house tonight because of COVID. Or maybe it's just that there's someone she didn't want to see. And she sort of looks around. Like, again, just trying to poke and prod everyone to get mad at Garcelle.
Yeah. And Rinna's like, you know, guys, I mean, it could be me. It could be all of us. I don't know. We said we're going to take it one day at a time. And doesn't that sound healthy? That's what they say in Alcoholics Anonymous, so. Sounds like a fun friendship to me. You know, you just can't rush it. It is what it is. And what it is, I'm a good person. She'll realize that at some point. Okay? And Carl's like, did she ever follow you back on Instagram?
Because I couldn't help but notice that she wasn't following you when I was trying to see if Champagne Poppy had given me a follow yet. Nope, not yet. So Rinna's like, I don't know. I don't think so. You know, I don't check. I never check at all. By the way, hello to Drake, my good friend who follows me on Instagram. But I don't check my followers.
And Carl tells us, well, I do know because I do check. And she doesn't follow either one of us. Okay.
Which is, by the way, makes that initial question so shady because Kyle knows the answer. So Kyle knows that Garcelle isn't following Rinna, and she still asks anyway just to get Rinna mad at Garcelle.
Yeah. That's Kyle. That's Kyle. So they go back, and Kathy's like, Kyle, would you carry me? She's like, no. So Garcelle arrives in a wacky full-on COVID suit. Looks like she's come to pick up E.T.
Yeah, it was very Brandy Redmond.
Yeah. And she's like doing the black light thing on everybody. And Rinna's just like, ha, 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 that is hilarious. Oh, my God, Garcelle! Jesus. And she tells us, this is the Garcelle I love. The free, fun, non-judgmental Garcelle. Oh, so she's being judgmental of you?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Wants to give me a conniption fit. And I'm not going to have it, history rewriters.
Yeah, Garcelle's like, these bitches had COVID. I'm not walking in there without being prepared. So now it's nighttime, and Crystal's in her room at the hotel, and she's doing her hair, and then Garcelle shows up. And I don't know if anyone caught this, but I really was amused by Crystal's new to reality TV, so she clearly forgot that there are cameramen, because she opens up the door for Garcelle, and Garcelle walks in, and then she just closes it on the cameraman. Ah, I love an unsmooth moment. So I was deeply entertained by that door closing on the cameraman. I was like, she forgot there was another human being there.
So, or maybe that's just the door closing cameraman. Like, that's his job or her job is to just deal with the door closing, because Erica has that poor door closed cameraman working really hard later too, where you just see the shaky cam of the closed door camera person being like, oh God, now what do I do? This whole episode is the plight of the door closed camera person.
Yeah. So Crystal's like, oh, you missed a lot last night with Erica. You know, she really wore her heart on her sleeve last night. I mean, Tom's cheating. He's sick. Da 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 da. And Garcelle's like, wow, it's shocking. She's like, wait, Tom is cheating? Because when Erica was at my house, it was a totally different story. And we get a flashback of Erica with Garcelle. And Garcelle asks a question like, so there's no third party on Tom's part? And she goes, not that I know of. And that was, what, a month ago that she said that?
Yeah. So then they leave for dinner. And Sutton shows up. Basically, they're all showing up to Erica's place. So I thought they were going to be going to Erica's mansion or whatever here. I thought when they said my place. Yeah, I thought they were looking for the place so they could go party there or something before it gets repossessed.
Or teepee it or something.
Yeah, or something. Or have Leia poop in the front yard, something. But no, they were going to her hotel And so they're all arriving and stuff. And Eric is like, let's have some drinks, girls. Like, ready to have a fun night, which is not going to happen.
No. So the girls are showing up. And Crystal's like, wow, this is like a casita. Which, of course, brought me back to Gina on Real Housewives of Orange County. Being like, I have a casita in the back of my house. I got my casita. My casita. So
it's a Payless shoe source box.
So now Crystal's making cocktails and they're just like propping up Erica. Garcelle's like, Erica, girl, I swear to God, what doesn't break you makes you stronger and possibly gives you a small role in Coming to America too. Am I right? Am I right, Erica?
Listen, I'm just saying what doesn't kill you makes you stronger, just to make you feel better and remind you of how successful Kelly Clarkson is.
Since you've been gone, so much has happened. I've been hosting. I mean, listen, behind these hazel eyes, I can't even go on with all the things that I've been learning lately. But just walk on by, and we'll have a lovely dinner together.
So Erica's like, really? I'm waiting to get stronger then. And they kind of laugh. And Sutton goes, oh, Erica, you're not broken yet. Give it time. You've got a lot more coming to you, girl. Like, she has this. Sutton is such an asshole. Like, I really like Sutton, but wow. She's really like, oh, you're not broken yet.
Yeah.
She has this air about her. You didn't see her on Watch What Happens Live. I keep just...
You always ask
TV.
Me that.
I know.
Did you see her on, did you see this person watch live? Did you see this person?
I'm keeping it on lately, which is weird for me, but I just keep it going while I scroll through the phone or whatever, just in case. And Sutton was so awkward on Watch What Happens
Live. Who would have thought? She's so...
Oh, my God. Well, you really see what the editors do for her on this show, because on that one, he would be like, so, I'm just making something up because I don't remember. It was a while ago. But he's like, so, Sutton, do you think that Erica knew anything about Tom? And she'd be like, okay. Okay. And, you know, it's live. So it's like tick, tock, tick, tock.
It's like a very slow game show answerer.
Yes. And the guest would try and recover for her. The other guest would be like, oh, well, you know. And she'd go, no. And then she'd talk over the other guest the whole time, but never say anything. It was so weird. Every time it got to her, Sutton, what do you think about this? Here's what I think. And then she'd just like look at the camera. Andy, I can't believe Andy didn't just kick her ass out of there.
You probably hated that. So I feel bad for Mauricio, because then the next thing that happens is that they go outside and Kyle goes, oh my God, the view of this mountain is amazing. Oh my God. I'm like, well, Mauricio, I'm sorry. You're going to have to sell that La Quinta house and build a new one, buy a mountain. Because Kyle has now seen a place that has a better view that also features a mountain. Sorry.
So, let's see. Everybody's kissing, drinking, cheersing. And so they're all sitting down in the living room. And of course, Kathy can't just sit down. She has to be like, Rena, could you move over? So Rena moves over so Kathy can sit where she wants. And then they're like, so who's back there? Why are the doors closed? And she's like,
oh, Leia's here. She's taking care of Tiago. You know, she's with Tiago all day. I had to bring her.
And Kathy goes, all your help is back there behind those doors?
Yeah, she's like, well, I only have Leia and the dog. I mean, I used to have two houses. Well, I guess technically three houses. And I don't have any of that anymore, okay? Hey, listen, here's something that's going to charm America. I just learned how to go to the bank in March. I didn't even know how to do a deposit. I didn't even have a debit card. Wow.
Banks, I mean, to me, ATM meant attend to Tom's meat, all right? I'd tickle his fupa and cash would drop out of his ass crack. Used to call him Smells Fargo, all right? He joked that he was going to send a transfer to Titty Bank, okay?
And people are like, you don't know how to use a bank? Erica, give me a break. You were not born rich and just suddenly lost everything. Your ass worked at Shakey's. Okay, right. Shakers. Okay? You know how to deal with cash.
Yeah, this was like an odd thing. I just don't understand.
She's pulling an Oprah. Nothing. You know, it's like Oprah and Gail's Big Adventure, when Oprah's like, I don't even know how to put gas in. That's how rich I am. And Gail had to like show her how to use gas.
I believe that with Oprah, though. Like, I believe that
Erica's like, trying to pull an Oprah, and it's just not working. Like, you are no Oprah, ma'am. Okay.
I can't tell. I can't tell if it's real or fake. But either way, to me, it's just... I don't know. It just it feels like it just runs so counter to everything she's always saying about, like, herself and her whole image. It's just like... I don't know. So then...
she's like, I've never had a debit card. I don't even know how to do a deposit.
And Garcelle's like, we need to take care of ourselves. She's like, yeah, but for 23 years, I didn't have to. So there's that.
And Kathy is like, no, it's okay. I mean, I don't know how to use a debit card. You know, I just don't know. Give yourself a little time. I mean, I hear there's a thing called the Learning Annex where you can go in there and learn how to use a bank. Could do that. You could sign up for classes. I just like that with Kathy saying, give yourself some time, as if like this is going to be a very difficult process of learning how to use an ATM. Like, it might require like some ramping up and like, you know, some YouTube tutorials, etc.
Right. So everybody's quiet because ain't nobody believe this. Okay. So everybody's just quiet. And then they're like, well, are we hungry? So she goes, well, let me say this. We had to order room service and it arrived in bags. So let's not be too precious about it. Okay. And Kathy's like, oh my God, this is hilarious. Things in bags. No one's taking this out besides us. I don't even know if I know how to do this, but I'm going to give it a go. Ow, ow. She's like, I'm just kidding.
She's like opening it from like the side of the bag. Like, it's like, Kathy, there's an entire opening on the front.
She's just biting into the bag.
She just has delicious. Her fork and knife. She's just slicing into the bag like it's steak. That was delicious. So
she's
Kyle's
just
like,
gnawing on Kyle's hair. Mmm.
She's like, well, last night I made lasagna. I want just to remind everyone that I am ramping up to be a lifestyle person. I made lasagna and I made a big thing of bread. And Kathy said, do you need me to help? And like, she didn't help at all. Not at all. Well, I swept the floor. You don't even know what a broom looks like, Kathy. And Kathy's like, well, I do. I ride one, darling.
So Kyle's like, oh, we're having fun, right? We're having fun. You know what that means. Oh, by the way, we Googled an address and found one of your houses, Erica. And she's like,
oh, okay.
And then we see Kyle and Crystal on the phone in a clip, a flashback of Kyle going, oh, wait, did he sell it?
So it's the one that's right by here, right?
And she goes, yes, it's less than a mile away. And I don't think you have that anymore. Looks like he sold it.
In 2018. Erica's like, how can you just sell something without telling me? How can you do it? Well, apparently you can do a lot of things without telling you, if we're to believe everything you say. Like, go to the ATM.
So Sutton's like, they can't. And when they do the forensics, they'll find out. Forensics is very important. And in California, they will find everything that is communal properties. And Kyle's like, yeah, it's been a long time since 2018. Wow, still didn't know, huh? She's like, nice. Really? This is great, Kyle. Anything else you want to bring up? Like, Erica's face is like, this fucking woman.
Yeah.
Can I have 5 minutes?
Yeah.
So then Sutton starts in with, Erica, even more important than your attorney is your forensics team. Yes. Especially with these men. And Rena's like, wow. Wow.
I need 10 cc's of solution right now. Sorry, just rehearsing my CSI reboot forensics. So then, they're basically all saying how they need to find out where all the money is, you know. But I'm like, how does this work if there are people who have true claims on that money and you're trying to dig up the money? Part of me thinks that, like, if Erica were complicit with what Tom was up to, I don't think she wants to dig up that money at all. In fact, she's probably going to get, like...
forensic accountants are all over that. Don't worry, ladies. They might not be on Erica's team, but they're on it. Don't you worry. So Dorit's like, you know, because Garcelle says, well, what do they find that you can't find? They're like, oh, well, it goes through your bank accounts, and they find out everything.
I mean, that a house was sold in 2018, which I didn't know about. Yes, right, like that.
And Dorit's like, yes, if you're going to find out, you're going to find out money is deep, 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 like Turks and Caicos money. Deep, deep. Offshore Bahamas money. Deep, deep. Different corporations, shell company money. Deep. babe. Drink liquid just coming down your chin. Stop it.
She's just like melting, melting into a puddle.
Doreen's skin is coming off. All the windows shatter.
I'm like, I seem to remember seeing an episode of Wonder Woman when I was a kid where someone melted, and that's what happened to them. They just start speaking deeper and deeper, and they like melt. I don't know. It was really disturbing. So
Sutton offers her ex-husband's team, the people who went after her ex's money, which, I mean, obviously they're great because Sutton's living the life. So Rena says, you know, if there's big money, you want to find that because you get half of it, Ryan. You get half. That's the good news.
So then Kathy's like, let's go around the table. Let's do one of these games. Okay, one word that you think of yourself as, or whatever. So Dorit goes, okay, one word. Hardworking, which of course is two words. And then of course Kyle says, I'm honest, honest.
Yeah. And Erica just waves it away like, fuck off, how about that? Here's my word, suck my dick, all right? And Kathy's and then, like, well, there's too many words for me, so I would say proud. And so, yeah, Rena goes,
you!
I guess telling Crystal.
And then Crystal's like, what's that word? I can't think of it. And then Kyle goes, what would Confucius say? At which point everyone's like, whoa, Kyle, what was that? But then she's like, no, because they're related. They're related. And Erica goes, oh, I thought you were just being fucking rude.
And then she jokes, why, Kyle? Because I'm Chinese. And they all start cracking up. So they ask her how she found out she was related to Confucius. And her dad was born in the same village, and they have one of the longest family trees in the world. And Sutton's like, okay, well, that's fun. I would have said pants if I were you.
Pants. But, pants would be a good word, too. Okay, what does Confucius say about pants? Okay, for me, I would say eccentric, okay? And then Erica goes, for me, tough. Not like, but more like mentally, I'm really tough. Yeah. And so Garcelle's like, I think we're very similar. Not fame-wise. I'm obviously more famous than you. But, you know, you have a hard shell and there's a very fragile person inside there. I'm not fragile talented. That's more me. But fragile existing. That's more you. And I think you've had to fight your way. Fight sleep. All of those things your way up.
You know, For me, there's a talk show, there's TV and film success. For you, I forgot what we were talking about. And Erica's like, totally.
You have an avatar.
Totally.
And Garcelle is like, you've just had to fight your way. Like, she's trying to build her up or whatever, but she's also trying to do the interview thing with her, right?
Yeah.
So she's like, you had to fight your way up, didn't you, Erica? She goes, oh, yeah, and I'm not done.
No, you're not done. And listen, I'm not worried about you. We will always end up on top.
Yeah. So, yeah, Kyle's like, Erica projects a tough girl persona, but you can really only project so much, okay? And, like, will she come out on top? I don't know. But I'll try my best to undermine her, that's for sure.
Yeah. So, the next morning, everybody's getting ready. Garcelle and Crystal and Erica are going to go on a hike because they don't want to do the shopping trip. And Kyle's going off about how she needs to buy her kids online gifts right now. And Rena says, yeah, Harry Hamlin says, if you don't get it right now, you're not going to get it. Do you need toilet paper? Because I've got about 37,000 rolls in my garage.
Let me just push aside my vintage Versace gown from 1995. So then they split up, shoppers and hikers. And the hikers are Crystal, Erica, and Garcelle. And they're just walking through the desert. And Erica's like, oh, look, there's little animals scurrying by, getting into their own little animal car accidents that will set the stage for the future little animal court cases.
Oh, and so then they talk about Garcelle's childhood a little bit in Miami and how her mom was so afraid of lizards coming in that she wouldn't even open the door. And Erica's like, were there no lizards in Haiti? And so she basically talks about growing up and how she had 7 siblings and she forgot the name of one of them. She's like, Carol. Oh, sorry, Carol. Sorry.
So is Carol. Always Carol.
Poor Carol, bitch.
So they get to the top of this huge mountain, and they're like they're looking out like, wow, it was worth it. But then later on we see like drone footage and it's basically just like a little hill. it's just a little something or another, and like, wow, we made it to the top of this enormous mountain. So they get to the top there and they sit down, and then we cut over to the other women who are shopping and drinking champagne in a boutique and everything. And Kyle's dream comes true. Her ultimate dream, which is that Nikki Hilton FaceTimes Kathy while they are filming Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. So this gives Kyle a chance to like associate, right? So so Nikki calls it, and Nikki is such a brat. she calls up, she's like, ugh, mom, it's snowing so much. And then everything she's saying is like, the TV won't work. Ew, I hate my slippers, mom.
And Carol's like, oh, hi, Nikki. You have to see what your mom is wearing. She looks ridiculous. And she's like, oh, my God, mother. Gross. I mean, what are you just wearing, leggings and a shirt? Suck, Gary. And Carol's like, yeah, she doesn't listen to us, you know? I mean, and the girls, you know, they're just kissing her butt, telling her she looks great. I mean, see, look, Kathy, look at Nikki. She even looks good sitting around her house. She looks chic.
And she's like showing the phone to everyone. Look at Nikki. Look at my niece, Nikki Hilton. Television's own Nikki Hilton. Everyone, look.
And Kathy's like, why dress up? I mean, it's not like I'm at a fashion show or something.
And Nikki goes, your outfit is awful. Bye. And hangs up.
So then we go back to Girls on a Rock. And they're all just silent, like not really understanding what to do. They're kind of like looking over at the view, like,
look at all this shit that nobody's built anything on top of yet.
And Garcelle's like, ooh, peaceful.
Yeah.
Wow. Really?
Quiet.
Yeah, quiet.
Erica, this is... Erica, this is like you after you're done reciting a song. It's very quiet and people are stunned. So so Garcelle is asking Erica where, like, you know, where her head's at and everything. She's like, oh, well, it's a new story of a day. There's a hearing today in Chicago. Not the musical I starred in, actual Chicago. And I don't know about you. I'll find out. I'm exhausted. You know, it's hard. I mean, I just only learned how to use a telephone today. I mean, so much is going on.
And Garcelle's like, so his business was his and yours was yours. Did you get an allowance? I mean, how did this work? And she tells us, listen, I know I'm not supposed to ask people about their finances. And then we see the clip of her with Sutton going, so Sutton, how did you get your money? And Sutton being like,
Hold on. Can I say, Ronnie, something that I feel like you will appreciate? There is an enormous monarch butterfly fluttering around out there, and it is so distracting because in the side of my eyes, it always looks like there's someone moving. And I was like, if anyone would appreciate a giant butterfly that's distracting, it's Ronnie, because you raised some.
Yeah, I sure did. They weren't the most beautiful things. Now I understand mothers that don't support all of their children the same. You know how you're, it's like, oh my God, my mother obviously loves my sister more because she's successful, she's pretty, she's smart. And then you talk yourself out of it. Like, no, mothers love you just the same. They really don't. Because like one of mine was really pretty and I was like, you are so pretty. And I paid attention to it. And the ugly ones, I was like, ew, don't look at me.
Get out of here, moth.
Your name is not, and your name is mine, okay? Not mine. You two go play together. Now, what about you, Priscilla?
Priscilla, will you come with mommy to get a sandwich? Did you have matching outfits with Priscilla?
I wish.
Little handbags. I wish. Basically, it was like Pandora. You're Lisa, and that's Pandora.
Yeah, some little matching shawls, a little butterfly shawl.
There's like a picture of like matching shawls. There's a picture of you. Every picture is you with like Pandora the butterfly on your shoulder just smiling.
Okay, so she's just asked her about her money, and Garcelle's like, I know I'm not supposed to ask about money, but no debit card? I mean, no allowance? It's killing me not to ask. I have to know. So she says, did you guys share everything? And Erica's like,
that's kept very far away from me, all of that stuff.
And she tells us,
credit cards. Everything was credit cards. If I needed cash, Tom would give it to me.
And she tells Garcelle, I'm not privy to any of that stuff. And Garcelle says, well, that's good.
Yeah, it's very good, because it's not my business. I'm not a lawyer.
Barely makes sense. And then Garcelle's like, so with any of these lawsuits, did you have a heads up? Is that why you got divorced? And Erica's like, I will nod, and I will nod, and then I will respond by saying, no, I did not. I shake my head yes. I nod my head yes, but I'm telling you, no, I did not. This was a long time coming, okay? It was a battle with someone whose personality had completely changed, okay? Like, do you know what it's like when someone has driven off a mountainside and tumbled their car over and landed in the ocean where it was saved by three clams that brought them to shore? No, it's a different personality.
Yeah, and she says that once he had his head injury, that she started seeing all this decline, and it would come down to simple things. Like, they used to have conversations, but then he just started repeating things over and over and forgetting what he was talking about, and she would have to hear the same stories 10 times a day, but if she had the nerve to say, oh, you said that already, he would flip into a rage, and she says, I was a whipping boy.
I took the anger, the frustration.
And she says her grandmother had Alzheimer's, and so she knew what was happening.
Like your dad, Crystal. Her dad had Alzheimer's. Oh, by the way, I am completely giving up information right now that you gave me in private, but nobody take notes on that because it's totally not going to matter later on in this episode at all. you mentioned to me that your dad had committed suicide, right?
So, Crystal talks about that and growing up, you know, having that in your family, how difficult it is because you've got this person basically abusing you, you know, and not really knowing that they're doing it because they're not themselves. And yeah, that her mom had to leave. And so she's kind of supporting Erica and like, you had to leave. If that's what was happening, then you had to get out of there.
Yeah. And then she's basically, you know, talking about how hard it is to watch someone going through this. You can't help. And he's resisting everything to this day, from what I've been told. And that after Broadway, they had a small reconnection because they were sitting having dinner together every day, I guess because of the pandemic. But he still was, you know, declining rapidly.
You know, I would get calls. I got a call from a lawyer at the firm. And he was crying to me. And he was saying, we have to do something. We have to do something. All I need you to do is to go to the bank and just pull out $50 and we could solve this whole thing. But unfortunately, I got to the ATM and I didn't know what to do. So I left.
I mean, I saw a TV screen and I wasn't on it. So I got the fuck out of there.
So, yeah, she said, I'm not sure what she means by this. Like, she was getting a call from the lawyer saying we have to do something. Like, if she's talking about the downfall of the agency, like they were all powerful. I'm not really sure.
Or maybe about Tom, about like getting him proper care or something.
Yeah, so Garcelle's like, well, let's go have a mimosa. And Erica's like, well, after all this shit, I want liquor. And Crystal says, don't worry, all this is going to pass. And Erica says, yeah, I just need this pain to stop. I can't talk to him, even though he still calls me every day. And they're like, he calls you? And she's like, yeah, that's another hard part.
I had to have my lawyer call his lawyer and say, stop calling him, because he is in legal jeopardy, and I have to be able to say I haven't spoken to him since he left, which I haven't.
And yeah. She says that he's saying, it's, you know, I love you, I miss you, please come home, are you sure? Please come back to me, please.
And I'm like, stop it, honey, you need to get help, and I can't give it.
So, and the key thing to take away there is that Erica completely volunteered that information. So, on television.
Right, but here we are. Okay, so, you know, I'm kind of not going to, like, go off because this is so sad, you know? So, whether I think Erica's full of shit, I do, or not, this is so sad, and anybody dealing with this in their own family knows how painful dementia and all that stuff is. So, I really don't feel like ragging on Erica. I'm sure I'll have plenty of other chances this season, but I don't really feel like going on and on about her right now. But they're just really pressuring her to talk in every single scene and spill shit. And she's probably telling them, like, I'm not supposed to be saying this stuff. You know, and they're like, but you have to, you're on the show, you need to open up, this is what you're on the show for, you can't not say anything. And so she's kind of being forced over and over. Like, she wasn't going to get onto it in this mountain. You know, you could tell at the beginning that she was like, but they just kept asking and asking. So point is, she's pretty over it at this point.
She's definitely over it, but she would have been over it even if there were no scandal and they were just asking her what kind of yogurt she had. This has kind of been Erica's shtick for five years, which is that if you ask her any sort of question, it's like you have to approach just right. And it's like, it's bullshit. Like, I'm sorry, you're on this show. If you didn't want to talk about it, don't come back for the season, right? Or quit filming. I'm sorry. I agree with you. I think that she's going through a whole hell of a lot of shit. And you know, a lot of people feel like this is just like 100% all theatrics, and it's like fun to joke about it, but I think that there is a mix in this. There's like genuine human emotions that are going on, and there's genuine shit. But you know, she comes on in the last episode with this whole like, oh, it was so difficult, da, 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 this thing that we all felt was just over the top, and a lot of people felt like there was a lot of fakery. And I think that Garcelle is picking up on some of that, and she wants answers. And also, like, I personally don't feel like I can sit here and complain about how, like, you know, oh, these women are going to give her a pass. They're so much lighter on Erica than they were on Denise. And then be like, oh, well, but poor Erica is over it. You know, like she is over it. But I also feel like, you know what? Like,
well, I don't mean poor Erica. I mean, part of what I'm saying is just the dementia stuff, because I've noticed, like, in a lot of conversations about it, people who have dealt with that, not Erica, but people, commenters or whatever, who have dealt with it in their own family, they take it very personally when you discuss Erica's thing being bullshit, or like, it's bullshit Erica leaving Tom. You know, if she didn't know anything, like she says she didn't, right? And Tom suddenly started this mental decline, and then she left Tom when he was in this mental decline, knowing that she married a fucking old ass man in the first place. It's heartless. So either she set herself up in this situation where either she's heartless for leaving her husband who's sick, or she knows about all of this money and she's trying to run away from any of the blame, right? She's kind of set herself up. But when we talk about the dementia part, people see that in their own lives and they're like, well, you don't know what it's like dealing with a dementia patient. And saying that she left is heartless is bullshit, because they do get abusive. And I dealt with this with my dad, and it's like, yeah, but I'm not talking about your dad. You know what I mean? So it's just too sensitive of a subject. When it comes down to like the dementia stuff, what the fuck do I know? You know, like, yeah. I'm dealing, you know, we have a little bit of that in our family that we've had to deal with. And I just, I don't know, it just gets uncomfortable. I would rather just go back to the crime stuff so I can drag her over the coals.
Well, you're entitled to that. You're No, of course. No, dementia, Alzheimer's, it's horrible stuff to watch. And, I'm not necessarily of the conspiracy theorists of like, oh, he doesn't have it or whatever. I don't really know. I think there's so much of the stuff that I don't know. What I've always said is that I ultimately feel like Erica is, there's a sense of dishonesty. Things are not adding up. And I don't know if she owes it to us to have them add up. And maybe we should be happy that things don't add up, because it's really fun to try to figure it out. But in terms of dementia, Alzheimer's, those are.
But whether he's faking really it or not, you know, first of all, he's 82 or some 83. So, of course, there is some mental decline either way. Like, we're all going to get there. Hopefully we'll be that old. But besides that, whether he has it or not, or this is just a whole ruse for him to get off from having to go to trial or any of that, this didn't just happen after the whole story of he got into a car accident. And then he hit his head, and then that's when all of this crime started. isn't the case. This didn't all just happen after a car. And we all know from legal documents online that anybody can look at. This did not. So this story is bullshit, whether the dementia is real or not, right?
Yeah, that part, like, there's a lot of, there's just some weird ass shit going on here. So now we go back to Kyle's house, where everyone is reassembling. And Rinna walks in, and she has a Diet Snapple. And for some reason, I thought that was so funny, because I can already imagine that scene playing out of her at a deli being like, oh my God, look at all the stuff they have here. Hoagies, ham and cheese sandwich. Look at that. They have a meatball sub. When was the last time I had a meatball sub? God, I love a meatball sub. I'm just going to have a Diet Snapple. That looks good.
Yeah.
That looks good. Diet Snapple.
Yeah. So Kathy is out picking up tacos for everybody, which is a horrifying thought.
Yes.
And Erica's like, I just want some fucking desserts. All right. So then Garcelle sits down and they've already had this whole thing, right? So Garcelle, now that they're back, is like, so yeah, Erica, you sharing that Tom calls you, that is so sad. She goes,
yep, it's bad.
She starts just doing her lipstick. She's like,
yep, pretty bad, so sad, pretty bad and sad, all right.
Mm-hmm. And she's like, do you feel like the stop the train? I'd like to get off. Do you feel like that? And she's like,
oh God, thank God, Kathy is here from Del Taco. Thank God.
So Kathy walks in with a bunch of, she has a bunch of Del Taco bags, and she's having her driver help bring the tacos in and everything. She's like, I got tacos, everyone. I got little tacos. So they all sit down, they have their tacos and everything, and they start talking about Christmas plans, and Erica's like,
yes, I'll be in Hancock Park in my little abode, my tiny little Hancock Park abode for Christmas.
Yeah.
Somebody gave me a pink tree because I needed something to feel fun and light.
And so Kyle's like, okay, so what's the latest, Erica? What's the latest? She's like, well, I'm just sitting here waiting for a transcript to come through. I think I know how it went, but I still got to make sure.
Yeah.
So she tells us how she has to be careful because she's not supposed to be, you know, saying a lot, but of course that doesn't satisfy anybody's curiosity. Kyle won't shut the fuck up about it, that's for sure. So she announces that she might be going back early depending on what news she gets, and Garcelle's like, yeah, well, it's been rough. Now Erica, I'm sure you don't mind me saying that Erica shared with us that Tom calls her still.
And Kyle's eyes flare. Kyle is like, bling, new gossip has arrived in your inbox. She's like she is so excited to hear this.
Yes. And Erica's like,
actually, I do mind you saying it because I feel like you're betraying my friendship right now, but please go ahead.
And she's like, oh, like, oh, I didn't want to do it like that. No, thank you. I'm backing out of this one.
Oh, well, so let me tell the fucking story. Tom calls me all the time. I won't take his call, though. And you got it out of me once, and now you want me to do it again.
And Garcelle's like, no, that wasn't my intention.
Well, don't fucking sugarcoat it.
So I'm like, Garcelle was not getting anything out of you. Like, you fully volunteered that on that hilltop, you know? And now she's coming for Garcelle, who I think is being the most respectful.
I know. Well, part of it is totally. Like, don't steal my lines, bitch. It's like, I do my monologues when I want to. And the other part is Erica is probably just losing it at production right now. She's probably like,
yes.
Fucking enough. You had the interview lady come to me already from one scene, and now we've got to do this again? How many times are you going to make me do this? That's what I thought. She's telling off production.
My sense was that she was frustrated about larger issues than what Garcelle was doing, right? So Kyle's like, well, I've seen Erica lose her temper, and I don't know why she's so upset. It's just that when she gets triggered, she goes from 0 to 100. So then we get the Erica mad montage, you know, like the,
you should say less, you stupid face, or whatever it is that she said to Dorit.
I say important shit. You say too much boring shit.
Yeah, and like,
you don't know what keeps me up late at night.
Yes, and they're always... Every single time, it's completely uncalled for. And in the past, we've always thought it was just production coming in and going, Erica, everyone's calling you a robot, okay? You have to show some emotion at some point. And so she's like,
fine, you want emotion? Here it is. You say stupid shit.
You're like, whoa. No, wrong time. Yeah. Nothing even happened.
And so Garcelle's like, well, we were walking back, and you said that. You shared it with us, you know? And, you know, she's been so open. She talked about Tom cheating on her. She talked about something changing with his brain. You know, basically she's like, I thought this was okay because she's been so open. She goes, this is the last thing that I wanted to do was have that look on your face, you know? And she's basically like, I don't know what I did to set her off. So Erica's now crying. She's like,
I was sharing a private moment, something I haven't said in something, sometimes not everything is up for discussion. Just because someone tells me something about one of you does not mean I go and bring it up. That's Kyle's job, okay? I've been very open and very honest, so I think it was a little dirty. A little dirty.
Yeah, and Garcelle's just like, and I love that Garcelle doesn't say, I'm sorry, over and over. No. She doesn't at all, actually. She's just like, look, Erica, I know you're going through a lot. She's,
you didn't have to do it twice. You did it once. You don't have to do it twice.
And she gets her, like, deep, you know, mafia voice where she's like, you didn't have to do it twice, where she gets serious. And so Garcelle's like, okay, well, I'll own that. And she's,
yeah, you got it once. You didn't have to do it in front of everybody. Once was enough.
She goes, okay, got it. Got it.
Yeah. And then
there's only so much I can take right now, guys. So she stands up. She goes, I just want to go to the bathroom for a minute.
She starts like hiccup crying now. She,
I just want to go to the bathroom right now.
Yeah. And so she goes to the bathroom and the poor door closing camera person has to chase her. They're like, Penelope, get after her right now. Penelope's like, oh shit, a door's closing. You see the camera going down.
I need to be get that door closing on you, Penelope. Get there.
Yes. Like, how close can I get to the door without Erica coming out and throwing a toilet paper roll at my head?
So then Crystal's like, yeah, so she shared it with us because you had already gotten into the car when she said she didn't want to talk about it. So, which, by the way, Crystal, maybe next time chime in, like, during the confusion.
Hell but no. Also, when Erica's like that, no. Nobody wants to chime in. You know, you just want to stay the hell away from that.
But doesn't that also get to the crux of many of our frustrations about Erica? That she says, she's like, doesn't want to share, doesn't want to talk about it. And again, I think in real life, I would say, you know, people are entitled to keep things private. I mean, even on these shows, people are entitled to keep things private. They're allowed to a certain degree. But, like, how many times has Erica probably told her castmates, don't bring this up because I don't want to talk about it, right? And that's why I'm like, that's why I've always felt like she has been a problem on this show because
she's always like that. And then when she does share, one little thing, she says, like, I opened up to you. That's enough. It's like she wants to drip it out on her own time. And I think the problem also with this season is that she could have just said, this is legal and I cannot discuss it. Period.
She could have.
That's it. But she's choosing to discuss it to paint this picture of Tom that they need for their defense. I mean, it's coming in with all of this, you know, the mental decline and the, you know, everything she's doing. None of it makes sense because it's coming as developments unfurl on the show. And so she's using the show to paint this public image of Tom for the defense. And so she wants to be able to do that, but then not do anything else. And that's just not how it works. You can't pick and choose. If you're going to bring it into evidence, as they say on The Good Wife, then it's into evidence. There's no objection, ma'am.
Well, the thing is that this is all, you know, like, it's all coming back to haunt her, right? Because she was very careful about what she shared on the show. And part of that has been sort of like a dishonest disclosure about what her relationship is with Tom. And a lot of the things that she was saying, it turns out, were not true about their happiness or the affairs, the not affairs, what's going on. A lot of it was not true. And because she has this history of really not sharing stuff, now everything that she could be saying now could actually be true. Like, it could actually be true, but now she has a credibility issue because she was not really honest with her situation on a cast that has badgered many cast members about honesty. And I think that's why people are like upset, is that, you know, that she told us one thing and it wasn't the truth. And honestly, she might not have told us the truth because she wasn't able to face the truth. And I get that. I understand that. But regardless, I think the fact that she has held back all these years and been so reserved and kind of self-produced, that it's, I think this is now coming back to haunt her, because now she has all of us, all the podcasts, all the internet, the Instagram memes, people watching who are just kind of like picking at this right now. I mean, could there be anything more annoying for her than all of this bullshit? All of us, all of our noise that we're making is probably the most annoying thing ever for her. But, you know, it's this is what you know, years of not being open on the show has led to.
Yeah, too bad. Too bad, sucka. So then Crystal's like, yeah, she shared it with us, but you didn't hear it. Sorry. And so Dorit, of course, pulls a Dorit, where she's like, well, if somebody says I don't want to talk about it, or gives an indication that they don't want to talk about it. And Crystal's like, no, you're making it sound like I did this intentionally, and I did not. And Crystal's like, no, because you were in the car, so you didn't hear, right? And Garcelle starts crying. And she's like, I don't want to hurt her, for Christ's sake. And Crystal's like, yeah, you just didn't hear it. Okay.
Yeah. So,
and everyone else is just like, Garcelle's in trouble. They're giving her that look like, you're fucked now. Good luck, sucker.
Yeah. And then it just sort of ends with Erica sobbing in the bathroom, like,
I try to be open and honest.
See, she really over,
she really overplays her hand, though. It's like, okay, you know, like I felt something for a minute, but enough already.
I actually do feel bad for her a good amount of the time. I do feel bad. I think she's in a terrible, annoying, sucky situation. I do feel bad for her, but you know,
no,
this is also, it's also, this
I rebuke
is good TV.
That. Not today, Satan. All right, everybody,
I was laughing,
thank you.
I'm not gonna lie.
Thank you so much for being with us today. We will be back next week, starting with a little
Potomac.
Real Housewives of Potomac action on Monday. It's been a great season. It's been really a fun season of recaps for us. If you're not watching that, what are you waiting for? You are not a true Housewives fan if you are not watching Potomac. That shit is
truth.
Gold. So go watch it. Thanks for being here with us. Thanks for all the Crappens on Demand people for your support. We will talk to you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Dana C. Dana Do. She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Itchels.
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay. She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino. Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't touch the Nikki Morgan letters. The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Better Than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Always the Wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva. Don't Get Salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
We will, Joanna Rockland, you.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Kristen the Piston Anderson. Let's Go on a Bender with Lauren Fender. The Incredible Edible Matthews Sisters. No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell.
She's cheese on a bagel, it's Megan Ragel.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Give him hell, Miss Noel. Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's Get Racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's Take Off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.